Nolte, Elizabeth Warren flip-flops, then flips again on recognizing border crisis. By John Nolte on June 26, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has been caught red-handed flip-flopping about a crisis at America's southern border. As a publicity stunt for Wednesday night's Democrat debate, Warren fired off a tweet Tuesday where she claims to have visited the border in June of last year and says what she saw at the time was a crisis. "One year ago, I was in McAllen to see the families ripped apart by the Trump admin. A year later, his administration is fighting to make sure the kids held in those cages don't have soap or toothbrushes. This is a humanitarian crisis, and it real Donald Trump is responsible for it," she tweeted less than 24 hours ago. Included in Tuesday's tweet is video taken at the time of Warren's 2018 visit to the Texas facility. In the clip, she describes an obvious crisis. "Cages so packed with men and women there is no place to lie down. People struggling with extraordinarily difficult circumstances." And yet, in March of the following year, just 9 months after seeing an obvious crisis with her own eyes and lamenting how people were packed together and struggling with extraordinarily difficult circumstances, Warren told the world that the crisis at this same southern border was fake, did not exist, was a figment of President Trump's imagination. "A fake crisis at the border is fear-mongering of the worst kind. And we're not falling for it," Warren tweeted in March of 2019. "I voted to terminate the president's ridiculous national emergency." So here's the fork-tongued Warren's timeline. June 2018, Warren releases video about the dire circumstances at the southern border. March 2019, Warren announces that there's no crisis at the border. June 2019, Warren re-releases her 2018 video detailing a crisis at the border that she has known about for at least a year and announces there has been a crisis all along. Warren obviously does not give a damn about these illegal migrants. To her, they are just pieces on a chessboard, less than human tokens she is willing to exploit and ignore, depending on whatever suits her craven political ambitions. Warren is also a proven liar. For decades, as a means to further her academic and political aspirations, Warren lied about being an American Indian. Even after a DNA test proved she had no more Indian blood than the average white American, and probably less, she continued to lie about being part Indian. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.